the baptism of the Holy Spirit the same as the new birth. Now, this is what was written here. Is the baptism by the Holy Spirit the same as the new birth? The answer he gave is this: no. That statement in the Church Age book did not come from the lips of Brother Branham, but from the author of that book. Therefore, it is not found on any tape message, and furthermore, it is not scriptural. My. The baptism of the Holy Ghost is not the same as the new birth, he said. If it is not the same, something is wrong. And here is what he said. One is the new birth by the Spirit, and the other is the infilling by the Holy Spirit. Then he said, through the new birth, we become sons and daughters of God. I want to know is, how do you get new birth? He didn't answer. There was nothing in the answer. I want to know, how do you get new birth? Through the new birth, we become sons and daughters of God. How do you get new birth? I want to know. I mean, this man was supposed to be big, but you know, there's so much problem here in this anti-message. Why? Because somebody preached something false, everything upon, just like somebody preached pollution, it is wrong. Anybody who put pollution, it is wrong. If somebody preached marriage and divorce wrong, anyone who preaches it is also wrong. Anybody who preaches about the one God wrong, anyone who preaches that is also wrong. How you love that? You can't love this whole thing like that. That's what Brother said. Among all the four heads, one true. You know, there's got to be something true, because if there's no genuine one, there's no fake. How do you fake a coin? You know, Singapore, this $1 coin? I mean, somebody out there in Malaysia, wow, they fake, and I mean, how many thousands of them, huh? And they look good. They look so real. I mean, nobody fake a coin if there's no such coin. Try to produce a coin, you know, and see whether you can, you know, try to fool somebody else when that thing don't even exist. You know. So I want to know is, so through a new birth you become sons and daughters of God. How do you get new birth? And he said further, for the baptism with the Holy Spirit, we are placed as members into the body of Christ, and we receive power for service. Now, that's why he said, one is the new birth by the Spirit, the other is the infilling of the Holy Ghost. The one, through the new birth, we become sons and daughters of God. How? No explanation. But by the baptism in the Holy Spirit, we are placed as members into the body of Christ, and we receive power for service. Now that's what I said many times. The problem is people are thinking that born again is one thing, baptism of the Holy Spirit is for you to be used for service. Born again is to make you a child of God. But how do you become born again? You follow what I'm saying now? It's easy for a person to say no. Once you say no, can you retract that statement? Let's look at it. I've already written a book. Okay, it's on a website. But we're going to print soon. I'm only listing this to you now. The 10 points. How God dealt with the sinner. First of all, a person needs to hear the word. If you don't hear the word, you don't know who the God, your Savior is, that you are a sinner and you need a Savior. That's obvious, isn't it? So through the gospel of Christ, therefore the gospel of Christ must be preached. The word of life is sown in the heart of the hearers. Matthew 13 is when the soul went for the soul. Jesus can give the parable, right? So a soul went for the soul. And some seed poured upon the wayside, thorny ground, and so on. And who is the sower? Jesus can later interpret and told the disciple, the sower is the Son of Man. Is that right? You said. Alright? So, therefore, a person needs to hear the word. That's obvious. If you don't hear the word, you cannot know what the gospel is all about. You do not know, you know, how to approach, you know, to the fact of eternal life. Okay? So, once you hear the word is sown. So, then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. That's a fact. We all know that. Okay, so how did a person, the new birth, how do you get the new birth to become son and daughter of God? This is the first procedure. The first thing you do. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Number two, grace is given to one who takes diligent heed to the hearing of the word. Huh? I mean, in a congregation, you preach the gospel among 100 people, they may actually take diligent heed. Others may not. You know what I mean? No, yeah, that's good. It's a good thing. It's a good religion, you know, be having a savior and worshipping of God. Some people say, oh, it's just one of those religions. You get it? But don't take diligent heed. Like I did when I was young. I hear intently, I know. I know that I need a savior. I know that I'm born in this world without any direction and I'm a sinner. And what's my purpose on this earth? You know, you take diligent heed to it. But we believe that through the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, we shall be saved, even as they. We believe through the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, we shall be saved. It's through grace. Because the Bible said, by grace are you saved, by faith are you saved through grace. Is that right? Then all you're the sound. It is the gift of God. The hearer believes the word. Now he believes. He's only hearing, he believes the word now. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes, to the Jews first, and also to the Greek. Now he believed. Now he sat down and heard the gospel, the angel here. Then he realized, you know, that he will believe because Christ is now the Spirit is working in his heart, he believed. So he's not ashamed to say, yes, I believe. Right? The first thing that Philip talked to the eunuch. Is that right? And he says, oh, there's much more to hear. I want to be baptized. Philip said, do you believe? Yes, I believe. You must have a confession. You know? And that's the beginning. Number three. The believer receives now the word. Believing, now he receives. He says, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. I receive the word. I receive the gospel. Now, receiving and believing can come either way. It doesn't make much of a difference. When the word comes, you receive in heart and you say, I believe. Then when you hear the word, says, I believe this is true, and you receive it. Either way, it helps. It's not much of a difference in this area. True faith is a fact and an act. You cannot deny it. If you are a true faith, it has to be a fact. Now you have to put into action. Actually, this word came from this statement. Faith is a fact. Faith is also an act. Came from the mouth of Theodore Osborne. And when I first read the book, I said, that's how true that really is. You know? He that believes and is baptized shall be saved. Now you believe, right? Now you have to be baptized. If your true faith is a fact, and you believe and you receive the word, then, no, we want to see your action. Then go into water baptism. True faith obeys the word. And the believer acts accordingly. Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ. For the remission of sin, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. You're the accordingly, isn't it so? Okay? Now the thing is that 1, 2, and 3. If you look at Cornelius' household, when Peter was preaching, he didn't even finish preaching. They received the Holy Spirit. Oh, they didn't even say, I believe. You know what I'm saying? They didn't even say, let me go to water baptism. No. You see, the Spirit of God knows the heart of all these people. He knows that if he give them the Holy Spirit, they will confess their belief and they will go to water baptism. You see, that is why some people say you do 1, 2, 3. Yeah, 1, 2, 3 is what we do normally. But sometimes God gives you the 3 first, he knows that you will do the 1 and 2. Right now. You see. He who truly receive the word has true faith. 4. When the believer receives the Holy Spirit, he is baptized into the body of Christ.
and becomes a son of God.
How do we become a son of God? When you're born again, you know what I mean by being born again? When you're born again, you are put into the family of God. Automatically. When Zoe came out into the world as a baby, is she not part of the family? When she is born, is she not part of the family? Elsa, when you were born, were you not part of your father's family? Yes or no? Don't say you do not know. You understand that, don't you? That's what I mean by born into the family. We are born again into God's family. How were you born again into God's family? By the Word. And you tell me that's not a Holy Spirit baptism to put you in that? By one Spirit, are we baptized into one body? 1 Corinthians 12, 13 say that. By one Spirit, are we baptized into one body? How many Spirit do you think there is? One Spirit only. And how does the Spirit baptize you? He brings you the Word, His Word. You receive it, you're born again, inside you're changed, put you in the family. How could it be different? How could born again and Holy Ghost baptism be two different things? But as many as receive Him, got it? Christ. To them give Him the power or the privilege to become the sons of God. Even to them that believe on His name, which were born, not of blood, not the will of the flesh, not the will of man, but of God. Hey, you don't come to the church and shake my hand and say, oh, I'm so glad I'm a Christian because I shake your hand. My hand is not good. But by shaking my hand, He will not put you in the body. You know that? And then the pastor say, oh, you are a Christian, you are born in, you are saved. Not because of my word or anybody's word. It has to be the word of God. It has to be the witness of the Spirit of God. For someone to say that you are going to heaven, it means nothing, you know that? It has to be the Spirit that speaks to you. Huh? He also has the witness. Now, plus you have the power to become the Son of God. Now He also has the witness of the Spirit within His Spirit. The Spirit is our bear witness with our Spirit that we are the children of God. Got it? With this testimony of God, the believer is sealed, for he has a witness. He has the baptism of the Spirit. He is endued with the divine part of God, and he's a son of God with eternal life. So when we read about the Bible, it says, and when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, it shall be endued with power. The word endued means what? Means to clothe with power. What kind of power? That you are now a son of God. I have the divine power within me because I'm a son of God. The divine power of God that God gives to you is to make you a son of God. Without the divine power of God, you are not a son. You know that, don't you? What makes you a son of God? Well, it's because of the divine power of God. The Spirit that comes and quickens you. Make you into somebody. It's a power. It's a miracle power. Miraculous power, we will say. It causes you to become a son of God. Now you're going to tell the world outside there, he says, I'm a son of God, they laugh at you. What? They would, because why? They don't know these things. Because they don't believe. You see? So a lot of people in the world, men are just animals. They live here and spend the earth, their life on earth, maybe 50 years before they get cancer and die and pass away. Or they live for the same 60 years and they get a little bit of a heart attack and they go and pass through whatever they call it, to the dust. Or maybe live to 7, or maybe as old as 100 years old. And then that's it, that's life. They're like an animal. We are created the intelligence so much deeper than all the animals. There is a distinction between animal life and human life. Mm. And if there is a distinction between animal life and human life, look at the next creature after man. Is that a comparison as even just a little closer to man's life, to man's ability and thinking? There are none. That one that was there before was a serpent. And it was gone. Is that right? And yet, People do not believe that we are here because we were created. And they just want the millions and millions of dollars. Last time I saw, I watched the news, oh, Wall Street is a boom, and the stocks are getting $15 million bonus. Wow! Stocks! All those up there, I don't know how many hundreds are getting $15 million bonus. US dollars. Now. So, $15 million. Goodness. And there was one guy who got $40 million. How? What are you going to do with the money, man? Maybe that's like what the guy Scrooge or whatever it is. Count his money every day. You know what I mean? Sometimes you put it in the storeroom in the house, and real money, he doesn't put in the bank, he doesn't trust the bank. Count the money, boy. I mean, what are you going to do with the money? I mean, if I have $100 million on this, I'll be very happy. Or maybe $100,000. I will be very happy. You know, but, you know, because if you got millions of dollars, what do you do with that money? And that's why when you have no God. But that is, if you have God, he says, Lord, what do you want me to do with this money? You have blessed me? You know, you will want to do something in the kingdom of God. But you know, with that, people just do not believe in God today. People are just busy here in Singapore with all their lives. Oh. And I couldn't believe that people can just say, I live in 6-7 days old, have a great life, enjoy all this money. You know, $1 million is a lot of money to spend, huh? You know, much less talk about, you know, when I went to the bank and I saw this brochure that says, you fixed deposit, I'll give it, the bank will give you 3% if you have 40,000 and above, and then I'll give you more, I think almost 3.5% if you got 1 million to 6 million. I said, wow, how many people in Singapore have 6 million, boy? I mean, there are a lot in Singapore that have 1 million. You know? Huh? But 6 million, so well, that must be a lot of them. And then, you know, if you have $1 million, that's a lot of money, how do you spend on it? And you eat and eat and eat all the good food, you die early. That's for sure. Isn't that alright? Sure, he said, I mean, you try to eat all the good food. Go to Paris and go to a Hilton hotel. I mean, you eat all those every day. I can tell you, you'll end up great faster than you. You think that money will keep you. You know what then? What then, you know? And then you just die. And I cannot comprehend that. But you know, that's what the Bible gave us, this power. When you receive the Holy Spirit, you receive the word, you read this, the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit come upon you and give you this power to become the sons and daughters of God. And that is all by His Word. You get what I'm saying now? In whom you also trust. After that you heard the Word truth, the gospel of your salvation. See? In whom also, after you believe, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession unto the praise of His glory. Isn't that right? You heard the gospel? See that? In whom also you trust, have you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation. Correct? In whom also after that you believe, you were sealed by the Holy Ghost. How did you seal by the Holy Ghost? Because what? The Bible said, for as many as received Him, to them give He the power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name, which were born, not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. You know what? I mean, this is what the power was, to make you into the sons and daughters of God. Number five, there comes a love of awareness upon the believer. You have to have this love awareness. I mean, if God, you, God saves you, ultimately you know, yes, it's agape love. You cannot say you don't have it. You don't have means that you do not know. Means that you say, I believe Lord Jesus Christ and all these things, you speak in tongue, and something is wrong, you don't have it. Huh? Behold, what manner of love the Father bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God, therefore the world knew us not, because it knew Him not. What manner of love? You've got to feel this agape. Huh? Six, being clothed or endured with the power of the Holy Spirit to become a son of God, the believer is now a witness. When you are baptized the Holy Ghost, it doesn't mean they give you a work for service. No. It's not for service. That's all a misinterpretation by Pentecostals from the early beginning. Born again is one thing, holy water baptism is another thing, and that's why lots of people in Pentecost and charismatic to believe that. Huh? As I said, if that is true, that because you speak in tongues and you get a Holy Ghost baptism, that you God actually use it for service, then all the Cornelius household, every one of them are sent for service. You know what I'm talking about? You see, the Bible does not talk about service, talk about two things. When the Holy Ghost comes, you get the power. Power to become sons of God. Two, then you become a witness. You know what I'm talking about? Witness of what? Witness of the word. That's what he says here. So when we have clothed the power of the Holy Spirit to become a son of God, the believer is now a witness. Analogy, or figuratively, or it's a matter. Alright? That's come from the Greek word, matas, for Christ and for his word. But you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. It is it. You shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you to be a service, to do service for Christ. No. And there is a pause. There is actually a break. And you shall be a witness. It is that you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you to be a witness. It's not to be. First of all, you receive a power. Then now you become a witness because you are no longer a sinner. You are now a child of God. And now you have to be a witness. That's the purpose of it. Witness unto me. Like Stephen, the believer stands without fear to identify himself with Christ. He takes side with Jesus and his word. He accepts no recognition of man. He does not side with men who are wolves in sheep's clothing. The Holy Spirit does not even take side. Does not even side with the words of any man. He is in his own word. Now the fruit, confession, is all important to the tree, which is the believer. Huh? This fruit is your confession. It's all important to the tree. You are a tree, huh? Funded by the rivers of living water, and you have bare fruit. And this fruit is not, you know, temperaments, the body kind of, that's a different kind of fruit altogether. For with the heart, men believe unto righteousness. And with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture said, whosoever believe on him shall not be ashamed. Is that all right? That's supposed to be a witness, huh? Now I'm a child of God. I'm a son of God. Why should I be ashamed? I must be a witness. To testify, to say that you are a child of God, to confess the truth, to present the gospel. You got it? Alright. 7. The believer will concede to it, for whatsoever come out of the mouth, it comes from the heart. That's for it. That's for sure. You know what I'm saying? We go back. For with the heart man believe unto righteousness, with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scriptures, whosoever believe on him should not be ashamed. And this the believer will consider. For whatsoever come out of the mouth, it comes from the heart. It has to be. Alright? You see, just as a Baptist, Southern Baptist man who wrote me an email. He said it comes from his heart. Because he was trained by that, and therefore he confessed. So that the tree is known by its fruit. You understand what I mean? A moment will confess to the moment, because that's what is his fruit, because he was raised up and planted in a Mormon soil. You are planted in a Baptist soil, you are planted in a Methodist soil, but you should be planted in the Word of God. And you will never confess the Word of God. You are planted in Branhamism, you will confess Branhamism. And that's the way it will grow. That's the reason why the message was to call us out. It comes into the Word. If a believer has a new heart, it is because the Spirit of life has made it new to reside in them. The believer has a tree that feeds on the sap of the Word of God, of life. The fruit he bears is identical to what he feeds on. The same Word of life. Identical, isn't it? For the good tree bringeth not forth corrupt fruit. Neither does a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. For every tree is known by his own fruit. For of thorns men do not gather figs, nor of a rubber bush gather their grapes. A good man out of a good treasure of his heart bring forth that which is good. An evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart bring forth that which is evil. For of the abundance of their heart his mouth will speak. Note, this fruit of the tree is exclusive from the fruits of the Spirit in the believer. This one comes from the heart. and he bears the fruit of truth and life. Like I said, this, you can be a, like anybody else in the world. You can give to charity, right? Live a holy life. Isn't that so? Correct or not? Patience, kindness, all these they can have. But does that mean that these are the fruit of the Spirit of God? You understand that? But the fruit that the Bible mentioned here is that which comes from the heart. It's where the seeds are planted. If you all have the right kind of seeds in there, you will bear the right kind of fruit tree. You following me now? Alright? Alright, number 7. As a believer bears witness of the truth, with the guidance of the Holy Spirit, he will recognize the move of God. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth, but he shall not speak of himself, for whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. And that's how true it is. When you witness, the more witness of the truth, the Holy Spirit will get you. You know, a lot of people accept this message, never want to share with it. Anybody else? They are not witnessed. You know what? It's one of these that you can become so dry. We need to feed on it. The Spirit feed on the truth, and you feed on the Spirit. Alright? Now, the believer will realize the plan and the purpose of God. He will move along with the Spirit in the present ministry. Because God is always in the present. Until the fullness of the Gentile comes in, the Spirit will not stop revealing the words to the bride or to the saints. You got it? As long as the Gentile is still here, the Gentile church is still here, the Spirit will continue to work. He will not stop revealing the truth. He needs to continue feeding on that. I mean, to feed us. Alright. The believer recognizes that fact, and that Abraham did not reveal all mystery. This is harvest time, and the Lord's precious fruit of the earth are being mellowed down under the early teaching rain, that the bright wife might be made ready before the latter rain comes. Hey, the believer will be diligent to present himself as one approved to God. This he does by being a workman who is not ashamed in rightly dividing the revelation of God's word with a true understanding, not with presumption. You have to, that's why Paul commanded the Berean. For checking out the word and see those things be so. You've got to be diligent to make yourself approved unto God. As a workman that study the word. Now we are a lot of Christians. 90% of Christians, more or less, they don't even bother to study the word. They come, they should be here, they go by. They don't take the time to look at the word, spend some time, you know, in a quiet hour to look at it and to learn something out of it. He said, you want to grow deeper, you need to spend the time on that. Study to show thyself, or be diligent to present yourself approved unto God, a workman that did not be ashamed, rather dividing the word of truth. Now, in learning, the believer is teachable. Is able to receive correction. All scripture is given by inspiration. It's profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. That the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly finished unto all good works. That's how important that is to us, the scripture. He will not justify any falsehood that he may have brought about by misrepresenting the truth, for he knows the judgment of God. He will not harden his heart. You see, that's why as a workman we make a mistake, we need to correct it. Oh Lord, are not thy eyes upon the truth? Thou hast stricken them, but they have not grieved. Thou hast consumed them, but they have refused to receive correction. They have made their face harder than a rock. They have refused to return to thy word, as you say. Therefore I said, surely these are poor, they are foolish, for they know not the way of the Lord, nor the judgment of their God. So remember this, God's eye is upon His truth, His word. Last but not least, the believer, having the baptism of the Holy Spirit, knows the need of being filled with the Spirit, so as to walk and live in the Spirit. You understand? So you see, you need to have a constant infilling of the Holy Spirit. Rabbi Vision said so. He filled with the Holy Spirit, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, things like that. You understand? Be filled with the Holy Spirit. And to be able to be filled with the Holy Spirit is that you need the Word of God to come continually upon you. You know, your prayer time, your quiet time, you know, your study time, the Word of God is what? It's where the Spirit of God dwells in. He has repentant spirit towards sin. He is quick to repent. He has the fruit of the Spirit. Now, these are the fruit of the Spirit. The nice spiritual fruit is different from that which is exclusive. Plus, of course, sincerity, integrity, honesty, uprightness, and faithfulness to God and to the church. He will speak the truth in love and judged, righteous judgment. Judge not according to the appearance, but judge righteous judgment. So that's how I mean when the Holy Spirit works in our life. He bring about to us a real love affair between us and God. He brings about the awareness not only of just God Himself, but also of His Word. And so, there is no difference between being born again and Holy Ghost baptism. It's just a term. Or you can say, I have salvation. Isn't that right? And is salvation equals to born again, Holy Ghost baptism? Yes. If you have salvation. Because then how did you have salvation? How do you get salvation? If it wasn't for the Holy Spirit to put you in the body of Christ, you're not part of the family of God, then you're not having any salvation. Isn't that so? And how can you have salvation if the Holy Spirit did not save you? If you're not born again? So whatever term you use, oh my, I wonder, you know, some believers in this entire message have been in this message for years. And they are, instead of going forward the Lord in knowledge, they are retreating. You know? The fear is that they do not dare to examine the Word of God. And I will challenge you many times. Check out the Word of life. Examine it. There's nothing to be ashamed to examine the Word of truth. Amen?